Now, we're talking about this work that's going to start on a new road that should bring thousands of new jobs and homes to Doncaster and improve access to Robin Hood Airport. The government has given the council the powers to purchase the land needed to build the £56 million FARS scheme. That's the Finningley and Rossington Regeneration Route Scheme. FARS. Work apparently is going to be starting in October. The road is going to start at the Junction 3 of the M18, which is where our political reporter, James Vincent, has parked up this morning. James, morning, tell us about this road.
Yeah, morning, Toby. FARS. I always end up sounding like a pirate when I say that. So the Finningley and Rossington Regeneration Route Scheme, or as most people, to be honest, call it in Doncaster, the Airport Link Road, because that's exactly what it's going to do. It's going to go from Junction 3 of the M18, where I am now. We've got the new White Rose Way link into town, and it will come off Junction 3 in the opposite direction, basically, and go alongside, parallel to the M18, skirt around Rossington. There'll be a link road into Rossington to help with the new homes they've got planned there. They've got the new inland port, which is basically a big distribution centre. They're big fans of odd names in Doncaster at the moment. I'm not sure why. And it will go to Parrot's Corner, as it's called, so about a mile away from the airport, a dual carriageway from the M18 to Parrot's Corner, when it'll have another mile of sort of country roads, well done, but country roads to the airport. And with Chris Harcombe, who's the head of aviation at Peel Airports, who obviously helped run Robin Hood Airport. Now, Chris, this is something that the airport's been waiting for the 7 years that it's been open.
Absolutely, James. It's 7 years in the waiting, but very, very happy to be here today to talk about the construction date for FARS. Very exciting, obviously something that we can take out to the airline community. We've been warming them up over the last 6 months and we can finally say it's here now.
I was going to say, because that's one of the criticisms in the early years of the airport, that you've had some airlines, then they've pulled out and then they've come back. There's not been that stability and you want to bring those routes for people. Are you already going out and telling the airlines, actually now we've got that link road that you wanted and the passengers wanted?
We absolutely are. Churn, as you mentioned, is damaging. The economy's been very, very challenging over the last couple of years. We've been warming people up, as I said, over the last 6 months. We've been obviously basing everything we can on sustainability moving forward. So we're trying to avoid that churn in the future. Huge amount of resource going into the airport. Obviously, Peel have put £12 million into this link road project, but there's some of the softer things alongside that. So the marketing investment has been there. That's trebled this year. Additional investment in the management team. And a huge amount of investment into research so that we can be the best researched airport in the UK when we go and tell people all about the benefits of flying to the Sheffield City region.
How much does the other stuff matter to the airport? Obviously, you want this link road, but there's the distribution centre, the new homes in Rossington, and the new the business park that's been approved on the airport site last week. How much does that help you sell all that to airlines?
Well, I think it's about taking a holistic view of the whole airport site, so the cargo and the logistics offer is absolutely massive for us in the future. It won't just be about passengers, it'll be about how we can drive that forward as well. The inland port link is crucial and we're working with a team there to explore how we can develop that and build on the logistics location. But beyond that, it's about building a community and all those homes. It's great to see the whole site developing.
Well, thank you, Chris. They're hoping to start work in October this year. They reckon it'll be finished by 2015. And that's what people are saying, that it's exactly what this part of Doncaster needs, but also what the airport needs to make sure it can make that next step and attract those newer airlines, Toby.